27th of February, 2012, Doug Steffens Good Day program. We have deals from the Queen of Cheap in this hour, which you will appreciate, I'm sure. A lot of people like the info that Roberta Fasanelli has for us. Jennifer Horn, the buzz today as far as television is concerned, the Oscar Awards last night. And did you watch them? Imagine all of the dreams that either came true last night or were dashed because some people who really wanted to
win
did not. Under the circumstances, though, think about it. The fact that they were there, I was looking at the crowd, seeing where various people. It was interesting to see where James Cromwell, for example, was sitting in the Academy. He was in the second pier, the second tier on the first floor. Who sits where? Where Oprah was sitting with the other winners of the award that was given out in James Earl Jones won and that other fellow, the old
makeup dude.
You know who had the coolest seat?
Who?
Sheila E.
Where was she? She was up playing the drums.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That was very cool.
Very cool. So how did all those people get there? Have you thought about the achievements that they have made and what their goals were? Isn't this a good way for you? Most of the actors and actresses that make it, you know, you can say that they are, you know, they're pampered and they're treated differently than most of us. Yeah, they are. But for the most part, they're not in the family business. Michael Douglas, I suppose you could say he was in the family business because his father, I thought he looked awful, by the way. I think he looks old and tired. He looks a lot like his father, which
well,
I guess
he was
is
very
a
ill,
good thing.
Right?
He's, right, he
yeah.
had cancer.
Cancer in his
throat.
Throat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. So anyway, I thought that when I saw him in the movie with Gina Carano, he looked just old.
Well, anyway, he's been through a lot.
Yeah, he and many others. Though, if you're even if you're the in that business in that league, if your parents or your family is in the business, that doesn't give you. You might get an easier chance at making it, at least getting the door open. But you don't make it if you are not good.
It also puts you under, I think, greater scrutiny. If
maybe.
You are someone like Michael Douglas, who has a really talented father, that yeah. makes you really have to prove yourself.
Well, but
even
he's
more.
Pretty talented. I think he's proven
yeah.
that.
No,
over
I
the
think
years.
Michael Douglas has proven it for sure.
But do the other people who were there, almost, if not all of them, I think you have to say all of them, have made it on their own. They have a moment that they've committed themselves to do this, whether they were younger. There's a lot of the, like, the young girl that Megan had in school. What's her name?
Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning. All right. So she started probably with a little prompting from her parents and then moved on. I think her sister is acting now. So there's going to be something from the parental side of things. But, again, they can only do you so much good. It is so critical that if you want success, you're going to have to work at it in the movies, in acting, in entertainment in general.
I think that's why I was so touched by Octavia Spencer's award speech, because she was one of those stories. Did you know she was a production assistant for a long time before she became an actress? Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And she even said that's how she's become very friendly on the set, because she worked with so many jerky
so
actors.
So what was there, but what was there that got her, what moment in her career doing that? I think that'd be a fascinating story, Jennifer, if you can find it.
The turning point,
Yeah, when did she decide, I want to act? Or she took a lot. Somebody had a camera on her. She may have recited a few lines, and someone said, man, this woman has it. Let's see if we can do something for her. My guess is somebody suggested to her. She didn't try it on her own. I don't know anything about the woman, but I'm guessing, given the tone of her acceptance speech, that she wasn't somebody who sought this. Somebody said, why don't you try this sort of thing? And how many others? John Wayne was like. John Wayne was a gaffer on the set for John Ford. And Ford said, you know, we need you to stand in. And so he stood, and the camera loved him, and was, I guess, in the next movie, given a few lines. And then all of a sudden, he becomes this hero. He was on he didn't know he was going to be an actor. He didn't set out to be an actor. And then when he worked at it, and one of the things you hear about John Wayne and some of the others, Clooney is somebody else you hear this about, they come to work ready to work.
Exactly.
So many actors and actresses don't know their lines. They have to rehearse it 14 times before they really get it. And those people are distressing. Clooney comes to work, knows his lines, No, and is helpful, apparently, Jennifer, Roberta. Mm-hmm. He's very helpful to the other people who are in the movies with him. He works with them and helps them to do, especially I heard that about these kids that are in The Descendants.
He has a really close relationship with the one that played his daughter. Apparently.
Yeah, the older daughter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you think George Clooney started life with a silver spoon in his
No, he was on the Facts of Life.
Wow. Yeah. His dad and his aunt was Rosemary Clooney, the singer,
right? Rosemary Clooney.
Dad's a well-known actor.
Well, he also was a news guy in Cincinnati.
News guy, that's right, news guy. So, but, yeah.
I mean, that's not going to give you instant access to success in Hollywood.
Silver spoon, maybe not, but,
I wasn't born with a silver spoon, and my mother was born with a cow's teeth. What did you say, Jennifer? I mean, Roberta?
I'll say, I think it was Sean Astin once said that his mother, who was Patty Duke, told him when he started out as a child actor, there's three things you have to do. Be on time, know your lines, hit your mark.
Yeah.
If you can do those three things,
you're all set. Yeah, right. And that's good advice, Roberta. That sounds good. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I want Roberta to tell us. If you weren't around earlier, I'll go back to the controversy of the day. Is the picture in the, if you go to the slideshow box, is a picture of a young child, toddler, standing under a cow, sucking on the cow's teat. And both Jennifer and Rich think it's disgusting. So I've asked people.
It took me by surprise, Roberta. When I went to the website, I was just perusing there today, and it took me by surprise.
Yeah, but you don't like it.
Not excited by it. I don't like it.
No, Jennifer didn't like it. But you haven't told me why you don't like it.
There is something about watching a child nurse off of another mammal that...
Bestiality bothers her.
Oh, goodness.
Bestiality.
Call me a freak. I don't know.
Why do you say bestiality? What does that got to do with anything? Bestiality.
It's being intimate with an animal.
That's not intimacy.
It's not intimate?
No. You don't think breastfeeding is intimate?
I don't think it's that kind of intimate.
It's the most intimate.
The implicate. No, it isn't. The most implicate.
It's feeding.
No.
It's eating. So are you bothered by it, Roberta?
No. Having breastfed two children and having milked cows and having drank milk directly out of a cow's teat, I don't find it.
So would you have a problem if your kid teetered over to another woman breastfeeding and sucked on her?
Absolutely not. It's the oldest thing that's happened. That's what wet nurses were, Jen.
Okay, I know, but this isn't something intimate between you and your child. Do you want any old thing being available?
No, it goes back to the beginning of time.
Of course it does. What do you mean any old thing?
Women nurse other women's babies since the beginning of time.
That's how wet nurses, you're right. I've forgotten about that.
All right, good. You have your farm of wet nurses. My kids will not be available to walk in and nurse on your cows.
It's part of nature. It's part of what you do. You mean if another...
It takes a community, Jen.
You know, up until
Sean Thirsty Rich here, go
up until 50, 60 years ago, when you know formula started, women would nurse other women's babies all the time. It was
that's great.
Survival.
I'm just cows, saying, if I had
in general,
a child,
we capture.
I'm the one nursing it, not anybody else.
Well, that's your decision. That's fine. When
Jen, you've never nursed, so you know you can say that now. But wait.
Right.
I'm fairly certain. I'm not letting any of my friends nurse my children.
Yeah, but your nipples get sore.
Yeah,
I remember
when they get sore and cracked and start bleeding. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Tony went through that, too. With the
everybody goes through it. It's part of breastfeeding. Hello?
We'll see. At any rate.
We'll see. Okay. I'll make sure your cow's on speed dial.
You don't need to have any friends. You can just go up to the farm.
Yeah, right. 800-510-8255. If you've seen the picture... Are you provoked by it one way or the other? I think the more experience you've had, you get sort of Roberta's point of view, my point of view. But I understand what Jennifer's saying and don't criticize her for it. I just think it's interesting. I would not have expected.
You guys have just said I'm young and inexperienced.
No,
yeah.
What I'm saying is
never
I didn't say you were dumb. that's what that'd be the way Rich would interpret it, because he always puts words into our mouth when we don't say things that he thinks we say or just wants to stir the pot. I did not have that picture.
About?
Put up there to stir the pot. I found the picture to be engaging, frankly, interesting because of my background as a farmer, having seen children do this and having done it, but not when I was quite that young myself, and having other people do it. I wasn't even thinking that it would be provocative. But as soon as Jennifer said that, I guess I can understand. Those people who don't have a farm background, who don't understand the connection with nature, who haven't got that experience,
you know, but my family, they're farmers. They're dairy farmers. I mean, every summer I
go to your, with your grandfather's not around anymore.
Not
I'll bet you anything.
My uncle.
Okay. Well, show him the send him a copy of the picture and see what he says.
I will. He might, and he probably will be absolutely fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that anybody should have a problem.
It's just good to have this conversation about it. I think it's very telling.
It elicits a very interesting response from
me. All right. Speaking of eliciting response, what are the deals in the Queen of Cheap Box today, Jen? I mean, Roberta?
We have free video and actually free game rentals from Redbox, which is a really cool thing to have. And we're back. We're going to tell you about the free pancakes at IHOP because I know that's a big
More
thing
of those.
You
All right, Jen, television, we're talking about the Oscars. What else?
We're talking about the Oscars. I'm going to tell you about Lily Tomlin's new job. Kind of exciting. Yeah. And going to give you a little behind-the-scenes info from The Voice.
All right, 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go? Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
All right, Robert, on the picture of the cow and the kid. Go ahead, Robert. You're on Good Day. Hi.
Hey, Doug, I'll make it quick. What you term as engaging others might define as stirring the pot, so I liked your wordsmithing. Nonetheless, if it were a woman nursing a puppy, we would have a whole different conversation. So I can't say...
I love you.
I can't say that this child on a cow's teat is not anything but stirring the pot. I've got friends...
Okay.
In New Mexico, and there is no way they would ever have their boys out there on the couch.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 30 21 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Am I a man or am I a muffin?
Am I a muffin?
If I'm a muffin, then I'm a very manly muffin.
Very manly muffin.
Am I a muffin or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a muffin of a man.
A muffin of a man.
I look into these eyes, and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time for me to
I like the old Muppet
decide.
Songs better.
This is a new Muppet that's singing.
Yeah. This is the best original song from the Muppet movie. When was the Muppet movie? It was like last year.
It was around Thanksgiving.
Was it? Yeah, I didn't, and I normally like the Muppets. I didn't see this movie.
Oh, it was so great. And yeah. I actually will tell you that this is probably the award I was most happy to see awarded last night.
Because?
Because it was just a feel-good movie, and the soundtrack for it was just fun. And so I was happy they got something.
Yeah. Right, there were a lot of feel-good moments last night to the Oscars, it seems to me. We listened to Octavia Spencer give her pretty emotional acceptance speech. Here's Christopher Plummer, who won for Beginners. He's the oldest actor to ever get an Academy Award, 82 years old, and he was so sweet, I thought. Did you watch this, Jennifer? And I didn't ask Roberta whether you watched last night. You must have, right?
Yeah, I did watch last night, yes.
Yeah. So what did you think, Roberta, of Christopher Plummer?
Oh, he was marvelous. I saw him in Beginners. I thought it was him or Max von Sydow.
Yeah.
Either one of them, because they were both terrific in Extreme.
And they were the odds on, and he was obviously,
Beginners. Yeah.
The two of them are friends, and they acknowledged.
Fabulous.
It was interesting to watch the back and forth. But anyway, here is Plummer's acceptance speech.
"You're only 2 years older than me, darling. Where have you been all my life?"
Looking at the statue.
Yeah. What a great line.
Mm-hmm.
"I have a confession to make. When I first emerged from my mother's womb, I was already rehearsing my Academy thank you speech. But it was so long ago, mercifully for you, I've forgotten it. But I haven't forgotten who to thank. The Academy, of course, for this extraordinary honor, and my fellow nominees, Kenneth, Nick, Jonah. Dear Max, I'm so proud to be in your company. And of course, I wouldn't be here at all if it weren't for Michael Mills and his enchanting film, Beginners. And my screen partner, of course, Ewan McGregor, that superb artist.
Let's deal with this for just a second. I did not see this film. and don't know, I mean, I've heard the stories about him coming out as a gay man, and he was married for 40 some odd years or whatever. What else about this movie do we all need to know? Jennifer or Roberta? I'm figuring Richie didn't see it.
No. I'll go to Roberta because I didn't see it either. I just know what you know, pretty much.
Well, it's a very, how would you say?
Avant-garde.
Avant-garde, and also it's treated very delicately and very compassionately. I think that's the word, compassionately.
Yeah.
The fact that, that you know, he comes out after all these years. Mm-hmm. And it's actually quite a beautiful story.
Is it?
Okay. All in all, yes, it is. It's really
there'll be more people
story.
Will go see it. But now these Oscar awards are given, more people then go to see the movies that win just to see if they haven't seen them yet.
I don't think anybody's seen The Artist. I mean, I've seen The Artist, but I know very few people.
I was thinking of seeing it this weekend. Megan and I both talked about it, and she was busy, so we set aside some time in the next week or so to go see it because neither of us have
seen it. It's marvelous.
Yeah, that's what
marvelous.
I've heard. Kind of like that picture of the child with a cow at DougStephan.com today. By the way, those of you who think this is controversial, you obviously don't remember in your history Romulus and Remus, who are the two who founded Rome, and with the picture of them nursing a wolf, I think.
It's all over Rome. It's a very famous picture.
Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
Did you know that taking just a few minutes for your mouth every day can help you establish healthy habits for a lifetime? Hi, I'm Gretchen Bleiler, and as a pro snowboarder, keeping a healthy body from your head down to your toes is a big part of who I am. Brushing alone actually misses 75% of your mouth. I'm here today to remind you that your mouth is an important part of your body, and taking minutes a day to brush, floss, and rinse with a therapeutic mouthwash is critical for the health of your mouth. A complete oral care routine, which includes a 30-second rinse each morning and night, is essential for getting rid of germs that cause plaque and gingivitis. I'm proud to be partnering with the makers of Listerine and Reach to support the American Heart Association's My Heart, My Life Healthy Living Initiative, a program aimed at encouraging Americans to adopt heart-healthy behaviors to lead a healthier life. To read more about the My Heart, My Life Initiative, visit www.heart.org/myheartmylife. And to learn more about how you can improve your oral care routine, check out Listerine.com.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Stefan and the Good Day program celebrating Marxism in America, the good old-fashioned way, with me telling you what to think, how to think, when to think, where to think. You don't have to think for yourself anymore. I'll do it for you.
Thank
Rich
God.
Will help you.
Thinking is so hard.
It is. It's a very difficult
don't
task.
Don't count on me.
Put your... Right, it's Monday, I forget.
Yeah.
Jennifer Horan, Roberta Fasinelli here with the Queen of Cheap Items for today. Gerard Butler has been... in the news, Jennifer, in rehab now for a number of weeks. What's his problem?
He just got out of rehab, actually, over the weekend. He was at the Betty Ford Clinic. And I guess he has experimented a lot with cocaine, but that's not the real reason he went in. He had pain management issues, which means he was addicted to prescription painkillers. I guess he injured himself when he was filming a movie, and they put him on a bunch of different medications.
300, that was the movie really dark, weird movie that brought him into prominence. In 2006, I think it was.
Exactly. And he really hurt himself. And I guess since that time, he's had an issue getting off of them. So good for him. He went in without any issue and he came out. He was seen over the weekend in Malibu. So hopefully he's back on the street.
I love Michael Levine, who has the EBN e-alert that many of us read. I don't know if you signed up for that or not, Jennifer. There's some pretty interesting things there. Roberta, you might want to sign up for it too, the EBN e-alert. Always following Michael Levine and his crowd, spotting these people. It's like TMZ, only a little higher brow, if
not
you will.
So low class.
Yeah. All right, so here's our 2020 question. I suppose we could call this an entertainment question. Ready?
Ready.
In 2003, Gerard Butler starred in the big screen adaptation of what long-running Andrew Lloyd Webber Broadway musical? 800-510-8255. Thank you. If you have the answer, you'll get the swell prize. 800-510-8255. We're talking about Gerard Butler dealing with, for the last 3-4 weeks, a problem he has with drugs, prescription drugs, cocaine, all of that stuff. He's healthy, though, now, supposedly. So let's go back to 2003, when he first became well-known. He... starred in this big-screen adaptation of an Andrew Lloyd Webber Broadway musical, which Roberta will remember. So what's the name of the musical in which Gerard Butler was the star? Back again to 2003, 800-510-8255. You got the answer. Give us a buzz. Meanwhile, we continue to focus on the list of winners and what your thoughts were. We have some good questions at facebook.com/goodday show. We also have the question, the poll question of the day today focuses on what you thought the best part of last night was. You can check out the complete list of winners from the Academy Awards at DougStephan.com as well. Let's get to the Queen of Cheap, shall we, and find out how she can save you money today.
It's Roberta.
Okay, let's start with video games. If you love video games, each day this week you get a free game rental at your local Red Box. And we have a way that you can do it. And so go to DougStephan.com and see the details about getting the free Red Box game rentals every day this week. Sherwin-Williams, hey, looking to paint stuff? You can get 25% off on paint and 15% off on painting supplies at Sherwin-Williams. We have the coupon for you at DougStephan.com. Macaroni and cheese. Who doesn't love macaroni and cheese? Getting a free one from Facebook at noon Eastern time every day through March 4th. So run over there. You can get three per household. Mm. Reminding you that on the 28th, which is tomorrow, it's National Pancake Day, and that means from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. all day long, IHOP is giving away free pancakes and support a great cause. It's the Children's Miracle Network. And what they do is you go in, you get your free pancakes, and you give a voluntary donation. And also, coupons.com savings club. It's a savings club that you enroll in. And usually it's $30. Well, right now it's free on Facebook. So you can go there and they're celebrating their anniversary there. So get a free coupons.com savings club membership. Say that 10 times fast. Coupons.com savings club membership. Well, that's a tough one. And this is all on DougStephan.com. Just look at the Queen of Cheap section and you'll find all the stuff there. And also, don't forget to go to Vitacost.com because they're having some great deals. It's right there. You get up to 50% off at stuff like Better Household Essentials, Health and Beauty Aids, let's see, vitamins, supplements, and even natural and organic foods. And if you spend $49, they even ship it to your door free. You don't have to do anything. You just go online, order what you need, and they have all the stuff that you usually buy anyway. So you go there and you get a ship to your door free once you spend $49. That's all at Vitacost.com. They even got a promotion going on too now where they'll give you a $10 credit if you sign up. So just hurry up over to Vitacost.com and take advantage of all that.
All right, so that's the Queen of Cheap Box. Every day is updated at DougStephan.com, helping you out, saving you money. Lots of different things there. Roberta can't obviously touch on all of them, but if you have a few minutes, you might want to go check it out because there's a lot of, if you will, it's breaking news when it comes to saving. Also, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, gets a lot of attention. The box is next to the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com with tips this week for beating the winter blues in terms of food. What foods are available and what supermarkets or what parts of the country, if you have the winter blahs or blues, even though the winter hasn't been that bad, it still is dark and cloudy and
in other parts of the country, it's been horrible.
Well, some of the mid to the west of the Midwest, if you will, some places have been very, very unpleasant. So anyway, wherever you are, Phil's got some interesting foods, and he's happy to acknowledge, not happy, but he'll explain to you why it's costing so much more for you to buy everything at the grocery store. You don't have to be a genius to figure out that the same thing that's affecting what you pay at the pump is affecting the cost of food because the cost of petroleum affects the cost of everything. And so one of the other items this week that we'll be talking about, I mean, I think after today the Academy Awards will kind of drift off, but the cost of what you're paying at the pump, which has grown so painful. Gas prices have climbed for the 19th day in a row. I went up 6 cents in one day here in Southern California.
Close to $4 now, $3.99 a gallon in New York.
Yeah, we're $3.65, $3.70.
$4.19 for regular.
Wow. Yep, $4. And I think I paid more than that, Jennifer.
Oh, my goodness. You probably did.
Yeah, I did. I was down in Fullerton. Anyway, so the average price has become a discussion that a lot of people are obviously concerned about, and it goes back to the same old thing, no leadership, a lot of political infighting, and so you get screwed. That's not very delicate, but that's kind of the bottom line. It's really the fact that we are still so dependent on Middle East. It shouldn't make any difference if the Iranians want to blow up the Suez Canal or the Straits of Hormuz. Who cares if we were not, I mean, we'd care about it, but we wouldn't if we were, if we had any kind of leadership at all in either party, we would not have this problem. We have no leadership whatsoever. Tell me, excuse me. Something went. I had a strawberry and it went down the wrong way. So,
yeah, the gas prices went down the wrong way, I think.
So remember back on this date in 1990, when Exxon, after the Exxon Valdez, they were indicted on 5 criminal counts relating to the oil spill that had taken place the year before. Gooed up Alaska pretty well. From that point to this point, these people have never paid one dime. They were indicted and found guilty. All 5 criminal counts, they have been in court for how many years is that? They were found guilty in 1991. So that's 20 years, 21 years. They've been in court fighting having to pay the $6.5 billion in fines that they were supposed to pay because they were found guilty. And all these criminal counts, they haven't paid a nickel yet. Not one nickel. Because they make so much money. Here's the story, so you understand the behind the scenes. They can't deduct the cost of paying these. If you are found guilty of a crime and you have a fine assessed to it, let's say you found guilty of something, you have the court says you're assessed a $10,000 fine. You can't deduct that on your tax return. So if Exxon paid out $6.5 billion, that's right out of the bottom line. If they fight you in court, That's a legal expense, legally deducted from their tax return. So the more they spend in court, they can deduct it. It's a game. You understand? Am I making it
so
clear?
So even if they spend $7 billion fighting it,
right, or
they're
more.
Still ahead of the game. Yeah.
Exactly, because they're deducting it from their tax return. They can't deduct the fine, but they can deduct the legal fees to fight it. So that's what they're doing. They don't care how much they spent as much. They've spent, Richie, you're right, almost $7 billion fighting all of these charges. They've never, I don't know whether they find them on the basis that they're not guilty or whatever, but I know they've been in court for 21 years and nobody's gotten a nickel out of them.
My neighbor.
That's the kind of stuff. These people make all this money and they use it and they grow. Why should we be paying? The price that the barrel of oil goes up, if it went up $3, whatever it was last week, that stuff, when it comes out of the ground that they're buying, this is all speculation on oil that isn't even out of the ground yet. Never mind, it's out in the tanker. It's not even out of the ground yet. These are futures that go out 6, 7, 8 months. So the amount of time it takes to get the oil out of the ground into a pipeline or a tanker, shipped to the petroleum refinery, refined and transported to the gas station it's about 4 months, little shy of 4 months. So in fact, what they're charging you on as a result of today's prices for oil is on oil that they bought 4 months ago out of the ground. They paid for it 4 months ago. So what was the price of oil per barrel 4 months ago? About $80, 68, 70, 72, 74. Something like that, right? So this is why they're making so much money. They're gouging the living you-know-what out of you. And we sit here and take it. It's just, ay, man. Take a deep breath, Doug.
Settle down.
Yeah. You understand why I'm upset, though, Richie.
Oh, it's maddening.
It really is.
It's absolutely maddening.
It really, really.
For me, it's maddening to watch us buy the stuff where we need to buy it from. And these people are crazy.
Yeah.
And we're subject to their, daily...
Their whims.
Yeah, whims.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, I'm running a farm. I'm subject to this thing. Everybody who's running a farm or a business, anybody who's driving a truck, anybody who has
everybody.
Any access... Right. Yeah, everybody.
Not anybody who is. Everybody.
Yeah. Right. Oi. All right, anyway, let's get to the answer to the question. We were talking about Gerard Butler a few minutes ago, and our 2020 quiz question had to do with the big adaptation of an Andrew Lloyd Webber Broadway musical that he brought to the screen. Anna is in Iowa. Hi, Anna. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, good morning, beautiful.
Thank you. Aren't you sweet?
Good morning, beautiful.
What do you pay for gasoline in Iowa, Anna?
It's almost $4.
Yeah, pretty nice, huh? Aren't you happy?
Yeah, and I'm really happy, too, that anytime anyone brings a patent application that would offer, like, awesome mileage, it gets taken away under national security.
Right, yeah. Yeah, pretty cool. Right, you think you're running this country? Oof. Okay, so what do you think the name of that Broadway musical was?
This morning I'm thinking it was Cats.
Cats?
Hmm.
Huh. That isn't the right answer, and I wouldn't have thought about that, but that's a good guess. So thank you, beautiful, for calling. I appreciate it. Take good care. Here's Leanne in Live Oak, Florida. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, good morning.
So it's not Cats. You didn't call me beautiful. How come?
Because she's going to call you hot stuff instead.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Leanne. So what's the name of the musical that became the motion picture?
Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera. Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical. Gerard Butler stars in that. So what did you think of the movie? What do you think of Phantom of the Opera in general, Leanne?
It's one of my favorite musicals, but I did not like it as a movie.
You didn't because...
I'm just a musical fan in general, and so I just prefer it.
A lot of that stuff doesn't really adapt particularly well, does it?
No, not in my opinion.
Yeah, okay, well, in your opinion counts, so you're going to get a swell prize. Do you normally check out DougStefan.com every day, Leanne?
Not every day, but I do go there.
All right, so would you do me a favor? Would you look at some point today when you have a moment, and you'll see the picture in the slideshow of the cow with the youngster underneath it, sucking milk from it, and tell me whether you think it's provocative or not, all right?
Okay, will do.
All right, thank you. Hold on just a second, and we'll take care of Leanne. Yeah, the answer to the question is Phantom of the Opera. We move to, what do we move to? Well, we have to wait 3 or 4 minutes before Jennifer gets to her, to the television report. And for those of you who, for whatever the reason, your station may go away for a little bit, you can always follow us at DougStefan.com. You can either take it now live, and we have any number of apps. How many different apps, Richie, do we have? We found something new, another app. That people are using.
Well,
the past
no, it's, if you have the iPhone, you just go to the Doug Stefan app. That's the main app right there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so check that out on your iPhone or your iPad. It's 11 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamajamas. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Not a cool stuff at DougStefan.com today. The Oscar winners, a picture of the cow, a great practical joke pulled off by a grandmother with pictures of her husband who seems to show up in film but not able to be seen. Watch the video of the day. Very clever. Video of the day. Check it out at DougStefan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. We're talking about the Academy Awards, that television show last night. Jennifer has some other television news. Chris, that wasn't Chris Tucker. Why can I never remember
Chris Rock?
Chris Rock.
He was very funny.
I thought he was very funny. He's always very
and
funny.
And right on. That's what makes
exactly
it
right. And the black voices play jackasses and zebras.
Yeah. Donkeys and zebras.
Did you say donkeys or did you say jackasses?
Yeah, donkeys
and zebras.
Did you say donkeys? Yeah, whatever. The implication was clear. So at any rate, that's part of what we'll talk about in a moment. That is what's the aftermath of all this. The winner in French said F in French, apparently. Does it begin with an F in French?
Does anybody know? I don't know.
All right, we got to find out. We'll send everybody back to the drama. Wow, what's the word he used in French? Maybe we'll have Pierre study that. What do you think, John? Yeah. We're going to get Pierre to study.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, we'll call on Pierre. Meryl Streep's acceptance speech and other things from the world of television in a moment here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersand, sandalwood scented candle. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNicholson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. We're prohibited. For legal residents of the U.S., you can't cancel.
When the dog, so Charlotte's on the couch next to me while we're watching the Academy Awards, and the dogs part comes up as they're going through the various. I've forgotten exactly.
It was during.
Remember
the,
Richie?
Yeah, when they the little dog that was in the artist.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was barking on screen.
Right.
Cute little doggy.
Yeah. So Charlotte's deeply in sleep, snoring away, and she hears the bark, and she picks up her head, and she starts looking at television. Ever see a dog watch television?
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
My cat loves hockey.
Really?
She loves, oh,
my
gosh.
Thing go back and forth, back and forth.
Absolutely.
Back and forth.
Let's
so
use
funny.
It as a puck and see how much she likes it then.
Nice.
Okay, so Sacha Baron Cohen got Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm, if, with the people, little ash.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that seems to have caused a stir. What else, Jennifer, do you think is worthy of our, now that Billy Crystal's good job, we all seem to agree.
Yeah, he was solid.
He did a nice job, yep, right? So what else?
Jennifer Lopez, of course, the slip, but there was nothing
but
there.
But it wasn't
I swear,
a slip.
I didn't see
there
anything.
Yeah. There was no slip.
They had Twitter went
afterwards.
Crazy. I think it was wishful thinking.
Twitter was absolutely
Twitter.
Going nuts over that.
Yeah. All right.
But in other news. Academy Award nominee Lily Tomlin is going to be joining the cast of a new Reba McEntire show that's coming to ABC in the fall. She's going to be playing Reba's mom. Can you believe that?
Really?
About the same age.
They aren't that much difference.
I didn't think there was that much difference.
Lily's got to be 60, and Reba's probably, what, 48,
47?
Reba's at least in her 50s,
I don't know. Anyway, also, tomorrow, the big news, TV news, is that the cast will be revealed for Dancing with the Stars on Good Morning America tomorrow morning, but we have a sneak peek. I can tell you on good authority that Sherry Shepherd from The View, Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie, and Jack Wagner, Heather Locklear's ex and former Melrose Place star, are already set to be on the show. Those are for sure. Also rumored to be on Gavin DeGraw, Vince Young from the NFL, and here's the weird one, Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah.
How funny would that be?
All right, Richie, play a little of Meryl Streep from The Iron Lady giving her acceptance speech, where we can fit in here, will you?
Oh, my God. Oh, come on. Oh.
That was the best part of it.
I know, very
all
cute.
Right.
Very cute.
Thank you. When they called my name, I had this feeling I could hear half of America going, oh, no. Oh, come on, why her again?
Why her again? Because she's so good.
She's so good.
Whatever.
So sweet.
Whatever.
She's real. I find her very
real. She's so real. Yeah. I love the way she looked at her husband.